Hi, this is Victoria Worsley, and this is the second in a series of three little explorations on the theme of dynamic posture designed for actors, drawn from the Feldenkrais method. Come and find a place on the floor. And as in the first little lesson in this series, which I hope you've already done, just spend a moment feeling how you're standing. Notice any places that feel like they're working hard to hold you up. I'm no scientist, but I can say safely that we all live in the field of gravity. And that means, as I understand it, that we're being pulled towards the center of the Earth's mass. And what gets in the way of that is the ground. So in a sense, the ground pushes us up. We can keep looking for how to make our best use of these ground forces, as they're called, to support ourselves to be upright. But how we sort that out, more or less well or badly, turns out to be very unique to each of us in its detail. None of us is perfect. So when your system is not finding support so well, you might feel your neck and shoulder muscles switch on to hold you up. Or maybe your abdominals do something, or somewhere in your back or your legs start to work more than they might otherwise need to, or more than is comfortable. Or you might feel strain or pressure in certain joints. If everything's doing really well, then standing would not require or feel like much effort, because our weight would be cancelled out by the ground forces that are pushing up and through us. That's quite a thought. We can, of course, seek to correct ourselves to be in a better balance in some way. But sometimes the ways we might use to do that can just cause more interference. We can struggle to fix ourselves and to maintain what is difficult for us and just simply end up working harder. This little offering is very far from the whole story. It's just another simple little game to give you a taste of what can happen when you let something emerge through moving in many directions, rather than simply deciding what your posture should be and then fixing it there. Keep noticing how you are today. How can you feel the way that you find your support from the ground up? You could notice how your feet plant. Do you feel more weight in the front of your feet or in your heels? On the insides of your feet or towards the outsides? Maybe one foot plants differently to the other. One foot might feel more supportive, or maybe even one whole leg or even one whole side. Maybe that's hard to tell. You could ask yourself, if you were going to pick up a foot, which one would you pick up? It's likely you tend to support yourself a bit more easily on the other leg, the one that you don't consider picking up first. And how wide do you have your feet to feel well supported? I know I'm asking you many of the same questions as I did in the last little game, but your answers might be different right now at this moment. So listen carefully. How long do you feel? How wide do you feel through your whole front or your back? How easy is it to carry your head? Now imagine that you are one long line from your feet. Imagine nothing could bend except your ankles. And begin to move your head forward through space so you lean forward from your ankles. Nothing bends in your hip joints or your waist, your back or your neck. Everything just follows in one line, slowly, gently. And then the same backwards, lean backwards, as if your head is drawing a line through space, like the top of a metronome or an upside down pendulum. Do this many times, slowly, and notice the distance that you can travel in each direction before you lose balance. That might be different when you're going forward or backwards. You can notice how the work in your legs, in your front, in your back changes as you go forward or backwards, even in your neck, places that have to switch on to stop you falling. When is the moment that you feel that work kick in more? And when do you feel it less? You can notice how the pressure shifts on your feet as well, forward and backward. Have a little pause. So while you're resting, I could say if you have anyone with you sometime, it's worth trying this simple movement with them as audience and ask them how they experience you when you're leaning forward or backward or when you're anywhere in between. There may be moments that they feel more or less connected to you or more or less comfortable with your presence. And you could notice how you feel yourself relative to a real or imagined audience. So maybe have another little go with that in mind. Leaning forward, leaning backward, keeping everything in one line, your head moving through space. Okay, keep going, but now begin to make the distance of travel between forward and backward smaller and smaller. Take your time, go gently, gradually making it smaller and smaller in both directions equally until it's almost imperceptible. Until you aren't actually moving at all, but you still have that sense of the possibility. Where are you on your feet now? How do you feel supported from the ground up now? Is this different? And then from this place, begin to lean a little to the left and to the right, again, all in one line from your ankles like a metronome. Do you need to change the width between your feet to be able to lean left and right really well without one foot wanting to come off the floor? What's that optimal distance for you? Have a play. Do you go further to one side than the other? Maybe you could equalize to the side that goes less far rather than trying to push one side further. And now start making this movement smaller and smaller on both sides. Smaller, gradually, slowly, smaller and smaller. Till you're not actually moving, but you feel the possibility. Where are you now? Is there a difference in how the two sides hold you up, in the balance between them? Once you've had a chance to feel that, you could begin to join up those four directions, forward, backward, left, right, to make a circle. So the trajectory of this movement is, it's a bit like a cone, with your head making the biggest circle on the end of your this long line that doesn't bend, and the smallest circle being the shift of weight under your 2 feet. Notice if your head is really traveling in a circle, or is it making something more like an oval? Go no further forward or backward. Then you can go left and right. Make it a clearer circle. And now, once you've got that circle as accurate as you can make it smaller and smaller and smaller till you come to a place of stillness, but still feel the potential for movement. Where are you on your feet now? How are you supported from the ground up now? If you have someone with you, see how they feel about your presence now. Or maybe you experience yourself differently relative to a real or imagined audience. Is this a place you could move in any direction from, like in that first game? Or would you have to reorganize yourself a bit to be ready to move? Try it out. Ready? Forward, forward, backward. Left, left, Right, jump, forward. How was that?
Has your standing changed yet again?
Leave it, go for a walk.
There's a third part in this series.
It's a longer lesson, it's more detailed. So maybe you want to leave it till tomorrow or later or another time. Fine if you want to roll straight through, but don't be in a rush, take your time.